As scientists try to mitigate the effects of climate change, the UN is recommending biochar. It's a form of charcoal made from natural matter like straw, shells, wood chips, or even sewage sludge. And it can trap carbon in the ground for centuries. In New England, many entrepreneurs, farmers, and gardeners are embracing biochar because it improves soil quality and keeps agricultural runoff out of waterways. John Kalish has our story.
You make biochar by baking organic matter at about 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit with little or no oxygen.
This is good biochar. There's a number of ways you can tell.
Bob Wells manufactures biochar kilns in Massachusetts.
There's no brown inside. There's no white on the outside. There's no ash. Another good indicator with this that it's good char, you can listen to it. It clinks when you drop it. If you don't hear that, it's probably not cooked enough.
Wells uses biochar on his small Cape Cod farm, where he says it's done wonders for the sandy soil there.
Well, I've been using it since 2005, and the difference in the soil is very dramatic. It's gone from sand to being this rich, dark loam that produces a lot more plants than the old sandy soil did.
About 160 miles away in Jaffrey, New Hampshire, Doug Clayton makes biochar in a homemade system that consists of three steel drums and a four-foot-long chimney. Clayton fills one drum with wood chips and another drum with kindling. An electric fan regulates the speed of the combustion. Clayton's small backyard rig does the same thing that big industrial biochar plants do. It utilizes gases created in the cooking process as a fuel source.
I spent years perfecting this model. This process made it cleanly so that you didn't make a lot of smoke.
And few carbon emissions. In addition, the heat produced during biochar production can be captured and used to generate energy. In Tennessee, a multi-million-dollar biochar plant takes wood waste and produces electricity. Hugh McLaughlin, chief technology officer of a Massachusetts startup called NextChar, says these energy savings are likely to benefit American farmers who grow, say, corn or soybeans.
A lot of fossil energy applications can be displaced by energy from biochar making. If you had to dry crops and you were buying natural gas or propane to dry the crops, you could use this waste heat coming off the biochar production for that heating application. So you would displace the fossil fuel use.
McLaughlin's company recently completed a pilot project making biochar from almond and walnut shells in California's Central Valley. He notes that because biochar extends water efficiency, it could help in places where water is scarce. And biochar may be helpful as both an agricultural and environmental tool in the Northeast. A plant currently under construction in New Jersey will turn sewage sludge into biochar, and a small startup in Vermont is demonstrating biochar's ability to keep agrochemicals out of waterways. Green State Biochar's homemade kiln is housed in a greenhouse with walls made from wooden shipping pallets. The company recently won a second grant from the State Agriculture Department to mitigate the impact of phosphorus in Vermont's waterways. Its biochar has filtered out more than 90% of the phosphorus at two dairy farms and will soon be used on more Vermont farms.
We just want to make some clean water.
That's Roger Pion, a co-founder of Green State Biochar, which buys wood chips from a local sawmill to use as feedstock. Some environmentalists worry that emerging carbon credit markets for biochar production in Europe will create an incentive to cut down forests. But a Maine farmer named David McDaniel has demonstrated a way to harvest wood sustainably using a centuries-old woodland management technique known as coppicing. He made biochar from a tree known as the speckled alder.
We cut this alder that was about 9-10 feet tall. We cut it and we chipped it on the spot. And then we dried those chips in a solar kiln. And then that became our feedstock.
The older trees' roots sent up new shoots that grew and can eventually be harvested again. McDaniel has a USDA grant to develop a coppicing plantation, which he plans to harvest and use to make more biochar. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.